Today's models of success will be presented in Chinese and English, with subtitles in Arabic, Alexis Ovenyamis, Chinese, English, French, German, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, and Spanish.
For many people, when they see his work, they recognize it immediately. It's extremely distinctive among many artists, partly because of the way that he has executed it as well. We always see it as being flawless, it's very meticulously, designed in great detail. And the appearance of it is also extremely unique as well.
活力充沛的观众，欢迎收看今天的成功楷模节目。 为您介绍新加坡最令人敬佩的艺术家之一方景顺。当新加坡的艺术家们愿以传统方式呈现我们眼中的物质世界，方景顺率先尝试以抽象的概念来呈现。他曾说过：“每样事物都可以用基本的线条与角度来加以简化。”透过他前瞻性的努力。 方景顺成为新加坡现代派艺术创作的先驱之一。以上是电视台造访新加坡国家艺术馆，并访问助理馆长艺术家温女士，进一步认识这位令人钦佩的方景顺先生。So
Anthony Poon, of course, is one of our most famous Singapore artists. He is the winner of the 1991 Cultural Medallion. So the Cultural Medallion, of course, is the highest award that the Singapore government can give to any local artist, usually for their contribution towards the art scene. His works actually have a very strong stylistic influence on many of the other artists in Singapore as well.
方景顺先生出生于1945年, 他从小就展现出艺术的天赋，总是喜欢用双手创作东西。
His family actually owns a car garage, and Anthony himself used to, when he was a teenager, he used to help out with the garage a lot. So he's actually quite good with his hands in working with the machines and so on. So he really likes to do craft stuff.
方景顺就读于南洋艺术学院，这使得他有机会在新加坡现代油画先驱。 冲刺并门下学习。1964年毕业后，他想继续进修，于是，在1967年前往英国。在这段时期，充满文化气息的伦敦景色开始出现在抽象画派的艺术作品中，而心理论也蓬勃发展。
He started off with painting, and because of all the influences that he saw when he was in UK, he met like optical art and also all ideas of abstraction in art. He subsequently brought it back to Singapore, and that actually influenced the progression of his art from the 1970s on and up to the end of his life.
1971年，方景顺回到新加坡后，继续尝试运用视觉艺术，并创作出了风筝系列。 这些作品运用了造型画布，它有另一般的矩形画布与被视为素材的极定印象。方景顺运用数学方法，精确地计算每个图案，以达到完美对称及特定的比例。这些作品展示于阿尔法画廊，并获得画廊第一任馆主的支持。方景顺在此固定举办展览。 并在1973到1978年之间担任阿尔法画廊馆主。他在英国获得的另一项重要成果就是色彩理论。他发现一种巧妙的方法，也就是运用不同的光谱来加强作品的情感。Anthony
Poon is one individual who is extremely sensitive, especially to the changes in color. But it wasn't just color, as in, he wasn't choosing colors just because he liked it. But he was actually looking into the idea of color theory. So some artworks are warm, and when it's warm, he usually will use more reds, more oranges and yellows, inside sometimes a little bit of browns. And when he was using cool colors, then of course there'll be more blues and greens inside there, maybe more purples as well. In fact, if you look at some of the paintings and you look at the frames, for the museum at least, we try to keep the original frames done by the artist because he actually matched the frames to the artworks. So warm color paintings would actually have a gold frame along the side, and cool color paintings, of course, would have a silver frame around the side.
方景顺的艺术作品进一步运用色彩与空间，创造出科学与艺术独特的结合。
His ultimate aim, I feel, was actually to capture how the eye could perceive colors, especially in relation to light. He was actually looking at how light affects the way that we see colors. Sometimes when we look at certain color combinations, we realize that maybe the red against another color might not appear so nice, but when you have it in another combination, then the colors look very pure.
方景顺的色彩平波系列在1970年代晚期开始崭露头角。方景顺逐渐转型，创作立体雕塑，在新加坡各地至今仍十分流行。
He was also quite interested in sculpture. That was why he moved from the two-dimensional wave series to the three-dimensional. For him, it seems like a logical step because he just needed to add in a little bit more of volume, and the thing actually changes form altogether. But that was one of his most unique creations, I feel. Most people remember his works.For the 3D ways, because it's not that common.
由于他的油画包含各种抽象的元素，方先生常以科学方式为自己的作品命名。
And if you look at the titles of the works as well, some people come and tell me that they don't understand the titles at all, because all the titles are always in alphabets, like CR. It's actually a code. Anthony.Despite that he was an artist, he was actually quite interested in science and also in formulas as well. So CR would be cadmium red, actually, in the color chart itself. Cadmium red is one of the colors or the paints that you see in the color chart. And that's why when he writes the title down, actually also reminded himself what was the precise color he used for that particular painting. That's why he had all the formulas written down into the painting.
这种命名方式背后极具深意，不只考虑到色彩，而是考虑到每一件独特作品中实际使用的材质。
For some of his works, especially for the 3D reliefs, those works were not done as a single piece. They were actually done on many different layers, meticulously at different stages, and they were usually individual pieces that he would combine together into one large piece.And that, again, is the reason why for some of his titles, you see the letter P inside. P is short for panel. So if the work itself shows 3P as part of his title, it means that work probably was made up of three panels. The protrusions that you see here that gives the name of the three-dimensional waves is actually done by a way of putting metal rods underneath it, and then it pushes the canvas out.But this was actually one of the trademark secrets of Anthony Poon that not many artists have ever been able to do, actually. So this is something that's unique to Anthony Poon.
1983年，方景顺的一幅波浪绘画赢得当地的艺术竞赛之后，他便声名大噪，传遍新加坡。他在许多艺术咨询委员会担任顾问，例如新加坡国家艺术理事会。他也担任新加坡第三届纸币及硬币咨询委员会委员，他帮忙设计新纸币和硬币。1990年，方景顺荣获新加坡杰出艺术家最高荣誉——新加坡文化奖。
Anthony Poon is by far among the most prolific of the artists working in public commissions.So that even up to today, you can see that many of the Singapore public continues to enjoy his sculptures across Singapore. Some of them, you see them at Kranji MRT, you see them in Raffles Place, they see the works down there, usually located in most prominent areas around. So I think in that point is a very important part of Anthony Poon and for Singapore. He is one of the most important artists in these areas.
在他的立体浮雕波浪系列后，方景顺于1990年代初期开始运用金属来雕刻。 直到2006年他过世前都一直如此。他绝妙的钢铁作品充分展现了自由流畅的舞蹈动作。2002年他创作高5米的不锈钢雕塑成功，在中国北京国际雕塑公园的国际展览会上代表新加坡参展。展览会中展出全世界230个新雕塑。在他的创作生涯后期，方景顺采用新素材，一般认为这对他的绘画影响很大，他的艺术生涯也开始发光发热。他对每一位小细节的耐心与专注，创作出令人惊叹的作品，只是为所有欣赏艺术的人带来惊奇与赞叹。
For Anthony Poon's works, I think the areas that I like the most is usually, I think it's just the sense of color. And also how well Anthony Poon's works actually work with the environment around it. And which is why even up to today, I find that I have many architects or interior designers coming to tell me sometimes that they love Anthony Poon's works because it always works well with the design as well. It's an unusual aspect of Anthony Poon's work that we don't see with many other paintings because the works, no matter where you move them, always seem to fit very well in with the interior designs. It has both the aesthetic sense, but it also has a very strong design sense inbuilt into the work.
有20多件方景顺的作品在新加坡各地公开展览，包括国家图书馆及新闻通讯与艺术部。他的作品也在文莱、中国北京及美国华盛顿展出。他的作品被中华人民共和国文化部选出来代表新加坡在2008年北京奥运时展出。即使他在被诊断罹患肺癌后仍完成这项为北京奥运而创作的雕塑，毫无疑问地，他永远心思艺术。就如他所言，我想用手中的画笔为我人生画上句点。我们非常感谢翁女士与全球观众分享您对方景顺的所知所闻。她的作品一定会继续鼓励艺术家与民众进一步发挥自己的创意。感谢您收看今天的成功楷模节目，请继续锁定无上士电视台，接下来将播出素食主义高雅的生活方式。焦点新闻后马上为您播出。愿我们在上帝创造的地球上常保欢喜心。 Thank you for joining us today for Models of Success. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Vegetarianism, The Noble Way of Living coming up next after Novelty News. May we rejoice in this gorgeous planet that is God's masterpiece.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AJAR.